Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about St. Patrick's Day with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So, let's get started. Our first book is called The Night Before St. Patrick's Day by Natasha Wing. 'Twas the night before St. Patrick's, the day to wear green. Not a creature was stirring, except Tim and Maureen. They decked out the den from ceiling to floor, with streamers and rainbows and shamrocks galore. Later they carefully made traps with gold charms and rings. I bet we catch a leprechaun, they love shiny things. For if they get caught, one, so the legend told, they'd find where he buried his big pot of gold. They set all the traps round the room with great care, in hopes a wee Irishman soon would be theirs. The children then nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of golden coins danced in their heads. "Happy St. Paddy's," said Dad early the next morning. Then he started to play bagpipes without warning. He huffed and he puffed an old Irish song. Mom dished out green eggs and sang loudly along. When, from their bedroom, there arose such a clatter, the kids ran down the hallway to see what was the matter. And what to their wondering eyes should appear? But a terrible mess! A leprechaun was here!
"Be quiet," whispered Maureen. "He's hiding somewhere. When we find him, remember, we must hold his stare. For if you look away, if you so much as blink, leprechauns vanish quick as a wink." The kids trailed muddy footprints back and forth across the floor, which led them under Tim's bed and past the closet door. And then, inside a trap, they heard someone giggling. A real live leprechaun! They both saw him wiggling. His eyes, how they twinkled, his body so tiny. His hand clasped a trinket so golden and shiny. He was dressed in all green, from his head to his toes, and he looked like a cobbler wearing fairy-sized clothes. The children approached him, staring straight into his eyes. "Tell us where the gold is. Don't be tricky. No lies." "I buried it under a rock, smooth and hard. It's marked with an X right in your backyard." But when the kids went outside with their shovel and pick, they instantly saw it had been a big trick, for all of the stones in their yard had been X'd. "Ha ha! I fooled you. It's time to disappear. Happy St. Paddy's Day to you, and better luck next year," said the leprechaun. The end. This book is called Green Shamrocks by Eve Bunting. Rabbit marked the last day of February on his calendar. Tomorrow would be March. Soon, it would be St. Patrick's Day. Rabbit had a packet of shamrock seeds. "I will grow my own shamrocks for the special day," he said. "I can wear them to the St. Patrick's Day parade. But what can I grow them in?" Rabbit went looking. He found a yellow pot under a tree. "This will be perfect," he said. He rolled the pot all the way home. He filled it with earth and sowed his shamrock seeds. He clapped his paws and smiled. "They will be ready in good time for St. Patrick's Day," he said. Each day he watered his shamrocks. He moved the pot to make sure they got sun and shade, and the little seedlings grew stronger. Soon the green leaves spread across the yellow pot. The shamrocks were ready. Rabbit clapped his paws and smiled. "Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. I will make a shamrock chain. It will be perfect." He went to bed and dreamed of the parade. But when he got up in the morning, his yellow pot of green shamrocks was gone. "Oh, no," he moaned. "Did you take my yellow pot of green shamrocks?" he asked Squirrel. "Nope," Squirrel said. "Try Woodchuck.
I saw him come out of his burrow this morning. Woodchuck, did you take my yellow pot of green shamrocks? I need them for the parade.
No, Woodchuck said. Try goat. Goat eats everything. He probably ate your yellow pot of green shamrocks.
Oh, no! Rabbit closed his eyes. Oh, no! He ran fast to Goat's house. Goat, did you take my yellow pot of green shamrocks?
No, Goat said. I have a yellow pot of green shamrocks, but they are mine. A big wind came last night. The wind gave them to me. He blew them in my open door.
Rabbit peeked in Goat's open door. There was a yellow pot of green shamrocks on Goat's table, and a plate, and a fork, and a knife.
Oh, no! Rabbit groaned. You were going to eat my shamrocks!
Indeed, no, Goat said. I do not like green salad for breakfast. I am having this nice tin can, and this chewy rubber ball. Would you care to join me?
Thanks, Rabbit said. But all I want are my green shamrocks. They're mine. I grew them all spring.
But how can I give away a gift? I know. I will give you the shamrocks. All I want is the yellow pot.
Goat pulled the green shamrocks from the yellow pot and handed them to Rabbit. Oh, thank you, Rabbit said. I plan to wear the shamrocks to the parade.
And I plan to wear the yellow pot, Goat said.
Really? Rabbit clapped his paws. We can go together.
Rabbit sat at Goat's table and made his shamrock chain. He hung it around his neck, and Goat perched the yellow pot on his head. They linked arms and set off. The parade was just starting. There were bands and marchers and balloons. There was a rabbit wearing a green shamrock chain, and a goat wearing a yellow pot on his head.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, they called out to everyone they met.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, they said in return. The end. And how about some St. Patrick's Day jokes?
What do you call a fake stone in Ireland?
A sham rock.
Why do people wear shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day anyway?
Because real rocks are too heavy.
Why do frogs like St. Patrick's Day?
Because they're always wearing green.
When is an Irish potato not an Irish potato?
When it's a French fry.
What does a leprechaun call a happy man wearing green?
A jolly green giant.
Why did St. Patrick drive all the snakes from Ireland?
He couldn't afford the plane fare.
Why do leprechauns hide behind four-leaf clovers instead of three-leafed ones?
Because they need all the luck they can get.
Why did the man cross the road?
Because there was a leprechaun on the other side with a pot of gold.
What happens when a leprechaun falls into a river?
He gets wet. Silly.
Knock, knock.
Irish. I wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
So every year, March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. And as we all know, St. Patrick's Day was yesterday. But bear with me. We wear green, we talk about leprechauns, we look for rainbows and gold, and we eat corned beef and cabbage. But what is the story behind this holiday?
Way back, almost 2,000 years ago, a man named Patrick brought books to Ireland. Before that, everyone memorized stories and told them that way. There are lots of other stories about Patrick, too, but no one's sure how real they are. There's one story that says he got rid of all the snakes in Ireland. So everyone in Ireland loves him, and they called him St. Patrick.
So why are four-leaf clovers so special?
Well, because they're very rare, for one. It's really hard to find one. Also, it's believed that each of the four leaves stands for something. The first is for hope, the second is for faith, the third is for love, and the fourth is for happiness or luck. And what is a leprechaun? Well, they look like little old men with hats, and they're kind of grumpy and tricky. They live alone and spend their lives fixing the shoes of fairies. In return for fixing their shoes, the fairies pay leprechauns in golden coins. And I bet you can guess where the leprechauns keep those gold coins. That's right, in large pots. That's their pot of gold. And for our last question, what's up with all the green? That's easy. It's the color of spring and fresh grass, and if you look outside, there's an awful lot of it starting to come up. There's also so much green grass in Ireland that its nickname is the Emerald Isle. And don't forget, it's also tradition to pinch someone who's not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day. So look out. So you know how much I like the song Bingo, right? And how often I find a new version of it? Well, today, I've got one about leprechauns. You're all fast learners, so I hope you'll be singing it with me by the end. And if not, please clap with us anyway. There was a little leprechaun, he lived under a rainbow. R-A-I-N-bow, 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 he lived under a rainbow. There was a little leprechaun, he lived under a rainbow. A-I-N-bow, 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 he lived under a rainbow. There was a little leprechaun, he lived under a rainbow. I-N-bow, 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 he lived under